Show. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Kid of the Week every week. And when you have a Kid of the Week that you want us to know about, just go to WGNradio.com and tell us about it. It's a simple little thing. You fill out a little form. That's how you fill out a little form. And you tell us about the Kid of the Week. And whether it's a kid you know or not, doesn't really matter. We just want to hear about great kids doing great stuff, and you want to make sure we know about it. So WGNradio.com, Kid of the Week, and you're good to go. Lucas Cullen's on the line now. Let's go to Lucas. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Yeah? You having a good day so far?
Mm-hmm.
What's a good day for a 10-year-old? Like, what's on the agenda today for you, Lucas?
Well, right now I'm eating breakfast, and I'm going to go to school.
Okay, and what school do you go to?
I go to Elmwood Elementary.
What's your favorite part about school?
Maybe art.
Do you draw? Do you paint? What do you do?
Well, right now we're doing a self-portrait, but you can do clay objects, you can draw, you can paint.
Do you think you'd like to be an artist when you're a grown-up?
Mm-hmm, maybe.
Yeah? Would you charge me to come see your stuff in a museum?
No.
I could get him for free?
Uh-huh.
Would I just have to use your name, say I'm a friend of Lucas?
Yeah.
I like the way you think,
nice.
Lucas.
A plus one.
Right? I'll bring you.
Uh-huh. Good
Lucas,
start.
Lucas, are you do you like to play sports?
Mm-hmm.
What do you play?
I play tennis.
Oh.
Well, right up Sandberg's alley.
That's my favorite sport.
And I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Oh, but you always like to kick the ball around?
Look at that. Mm-hmm. A kid playing soccer on their own, not on a team.
Yeah.
That's like unheard of now.
Yeah, so he's outside getting fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your best friend now?
Well, right now I have two.
Okay.
What are their names, Lucas?
Their names are, well, Damien, but his last name is too long for me to pronounce.
Oh, that's fine. We're not running a background check. Damien and?
Ralphie.
Okay. So you guys hang out and do stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you sound like a fun guy. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Maybe an artist.
I guess we covered that territory, didn't we, Lucas?
Hey, Lucas, it's...
Or a movie maker.
Oh, you're going to make movies.
Okay. Ooh. So I'm assuming school just started back up for you. How's it feel to be back in the classroom and back to school this year?
Pretty good.
Are you in fifth grade or sixth grade?
I'm in fourth.
Oh, fourth grade.
Fourth grade, and is there a name for your school? Like a nickname? Are you the Flying, the Screaming Eagles or something? Or what's the name of your school?
The Panthers.
Panthers. Cool. All right, so let me tell you about Lucas. Lucas has been in an enrichment program at his elementary school for the last couple of years, and Lucas is working hard to make sure his grades are good. How are you doing on that part, by the way?
Well, my dad kind of said the whole thing. Last year, I was in enrichment for the end of the year and in the middle part of the year,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm not in enrichment, but there's a chance I can get back into enrichment.
And enrichment helps you get your grades up? Is that the plan?
Well, it's advanced placement.
I got it. Got it. It's for smart guys like you.
Mm-hmm.
This is from your dad. My son Lucas is a joy and a source of happy and brightness in our life. We hope you feel the same when you meet him. Well, we certainly do by talking to you, Lucas. And this is what I'm talking about with Kid of the Week. You got Kid of the Week and a kid that's getting great grades. That's great. That's all you want.
And I was talking to Lucas's mom, Stephanie, before Lucas came on, and she was saying their family has had some struggles in the last 5 years. And then Lucas, unfortunately, last year at school, had a few issues where he had to learn that not everyone is always so nice. And so they really like celebrating this. They had Lucas later in life, and they really like celebrating that he's such an awesome human to know.
Great kid.
Yep. And yeah. Everyone that meets him likes him. So
here's the thing, Lucas. All throughout life, you're going to meet people who maybe aren't as nice as you are and aren't very nice people in general. And
uh-huh.
What you have to do, and I'm sure your mom and dad have told you this, what you have to do is just know that you being nice changes the world in a positive way. So I hope you always are. I hope you're always like that because you seem like a nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's nice talking to you, buddy.
Nice talking to you.
Hey, Lucas, do you have a favorite food?
Right now, it's currently chili.
Chili?
Yeah, nice chili. Call. Right. Nice call.
We're almost in chilly weather, you know?
Uh-huh.
Lucas, doesn't chili make you gassy?
No, not me.
Okay, good. But your dad probably, huh?
Mm-hmm. Very.
I love this kid.
You're the best, Lucas. Thanks, buddy. Hey, Lucas, how about some pizza for you? Would you have pizza?
Yeah.
All right. I'm giving you a pizza from Lou Malnati's. And how you doing on headphones, earbuds? You know, the things you shove in your ears and listen to music. You got a new pair of those?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you an app gift card. You can go shop around for a new one.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Keep being a great kid. Hold on.
Thanks, Lucas.
That's Lucas. I like that kid.
You have to cause trouble, don't you?
I just wanted to find out if his father was gassy.
Okay, that's my point.
Did you make your father gassy? Yeah, a lot. A whole lot.